Today, we are confronted with a new urgency. George Bush and Dick Cheney want another $87 billion for their war in Iraq. While they tell us that there's not enough money for our soldiers, our veterans, education, health care, jobs, or to clean up the environment. Instead of using that money for war, we should bring our troops home now. Most of our soldiers joined the military in order to get money for a college education, not to be attacked in Iraq. But what George Bush pays them, they could do just as well by staying at home and working at a fast food place. Remember, Bush reneged on his promise to pay them their high deployment overtime pay. If that isn't bad enough, despite a huge Halliburton contract, the soldiers don't have enough food, water, ammunition, or even military vests. And they're sick with mystery blood clots and mystery pneumonia. We're not being told the truth about why they're sick. We know DynCorp has a huge contract to provide questionable anthrax and smallpox shots, but no one can tell us if those shots are responsible for our soldiers' sickness. Yet soldiers who refuse the shots are court-martialed. Our soldiers are hurt, maimed, and killed. But the administration can count on Fox, Clear Channel, Viacom, Disney, and other corporate friends to hide the truth from us. 1 month ago, George Bush visited Fort Stewart in my home state of Georgia and had the gall to invoke the memory of President Kennedy, yet he ignored the sick soldiers there who languish in substandard conditions while waiting months for a doctor's appointment. And if that's not enough, while denying our soldiers their pre-deployment health screenings, now our soldiers find out that they can't give blood for the next year because they might have a parasite that gives them skin lesions. But if you think that's bad, think about our veterans whose population will swell with George Bush's madness. We still have sick and homeless Vietnam and Gulf War veterans. 160,000 veterans from the Gulf War, and 25% of all of our homeless are veterans. But instead of treating them and finding shelter for them, the administration underfunded the Veterans Administration budget and went to court to renege on a generation-old promise of lifetime health care for our veterans. That's the thanks of a grateful nation. You also might have heard whispers about the return of a draft. To be sure, this scheme for world domination will require more human cannon fodder, and reinstating the draft is the only way to get to the numbers to fulfill their dream. But let me tell you something. I will fight like the Dickens to keep our sons and daughters from being grabbed by these power-hungry megalomaniacs. We have overfished our seas, overtilled our land, overpolluted our air, and now we want to do that to the rest of the world. A prescription drug benefit for our seniors is in limbo, while our education president proposes the smallest increase in education spending in 8 years. It is clear it is time for George Bush to go. But finally, let me offer a prescription. First, we have to stop the $87 billion. So, your assignment is to send so many emails to Capitol Hill that the system breaks down. Let them know that they will go if they vote for George Bush's $87 billion. Second, we must organize and vote. Don't be tempted by those who say, oh, the machines are rigged, so we just shouldn't vote. If they've rigged the machines, let's expose it in the full view of the American people and the world. Right now, in the South, we've got elections in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Republicans have retreated to their tried and true pattern of race baiting and black voter intimidation. Your charge should be to protect the right to vote, especially for blacks and Latinos whose numbers alone can take George Bush out of the White House and change the majority in the Congress. That is, if they vote. We have to form WTC teams, that is, watch the count teams, to be present at polling places, at the tabulation places, to protect the ballot boxes while they're in transportation. Black folks in the South have been doing this ever since we got the right to vote. So we know what to do and we know how to do it. The word is already out that the Republicans are trying their best to depress minority voter turnout. It is in our national interest to promote minority voter turnout. In Mississippi, Haley Barbour implies that his opponent for governor is a Negro lover. In Kentucky, the Republicans have already said that they're going to place voter challengers inside the majority black precincts so that they can intimidate black voters. This is our charge to make sure that minorities and blacks have the right to vote and that they actually get out to vote. We must understand that the Republicans will always try to divide us. But as I can see in this beautiful crowd, we see no race, we see no color, no language, no ethnicity, no religion. We are one. More than anything else, this administration wants to have the appearance of voter legitimacy. And by participating in the process, not withdrawing from the process, we can deny them what they want most. Finally, this administration is based on lies. And now we all know those lies. What I say is George Bush out the door in 2004. Thank you.